about my mother. At 18 years old, when I came back from Hawaii, I used to live here, and I came back from Hawaii, I went and visited my mother because I had a dream and a vision. I was in a meditation, and I saw this little vision that I was going to help my parents' health. And then, so I went back to Texas. I'd left home when I was younger, and I went back to Texas, and I told my mom, she said, "What brought you home?" Because I was living in Hawaii at the time. I said, "I had a vision that I was going to help you and Dad in your health." And my mom said, "Well, why would we need to do that? We don't have a problem in our health." And I said, "Well, I don't know. I saw it in a vision, and I'm following that vision." And she said, "Well, I don't know what's wrong with that. I don't want to live past 65. I don't want to be like my mother in a wheelchair." And I said, "Whoa." And says, that's what she said. Now, this is when I was 18. My mother turned 65. On the very day it turned 65, she fell, broke her hip. She got into the hospital. 2 weeks later, she got out of the hospital, and on the way getting into the car, she broke the other hip. When she went back in the hospital, as we were about to have her leave the second time, the doctor came out. While I was about to get in the car, the doctor came out and said, "We found something wrong with your test. We're going to have to run some more tests." And found out she had Lou Gehrig's condition, ALS. As a result of that, she never got out of a wheelchair from the day of age 65. Now, I saw that as a catalyst and an inspiration, not because of her health issues, but what it was trying to tell me, that your innermost dominant thought does impact your outermost tangible reality. How you see and how you think about does make an impact. Because at age 65, even though it was years earlier, that very thing she thought about and envisioned manifested. So, what do you see for yourself? That's the thing. What do you visualize for yourself? What do you affirm to yourself? How do you talk to yourself about your future? Do you say, "Hey, I'm retired and I'm kind of kicking back"? Remember the old saying that there's nothing wrong with retirement as long as it doesn't get in the way with your vision? And so what is your vision? What is it you'd love to do in your life? Now, it may be just nothing more than playing checkers or chess on the outside on the deck. But whatever it is, you need something to live for and get up for in the morning. If you can't wait to get up in the morning to go do something, the universe can't wait to meet you. It's like it's willing to meet you halfway, but you have to get and inspired by something. And it's important because our life is basically our dreams and our visions. And I say this, I mean, it's just my personal feeling about it, but somebody had a vision to build the world. Somebody had a vision to build the world. There was a group of individuals, you might say early disciples of that visionary, that saw that vision and started walking on that vision. And then after that, there were secondary individuals and third tertiary individuals that went out and followed that vision. To me, that is a worthy vision for the sake of the human race. Because what it does is show what's possible for human beings. And that in itself is our cause. If we have nothing else but that cause, that is a cause. And that's something that is a longevity stimulus for all of us. And so if we, in a sense, can follow that vision, hold that vision, and never lose sight of that vision, we don't perish, if that makes any sense. We, as a physiology, will automatically ride to higher levels of potential when we have something, in a sense, that we're shooting for. So as my time is running out here, I can just start and get warmed up here. How many of you are glad I'm getting winding down, though? Now, if we stop and look at it, we do have, in a sense, unbelievable potential sitting here for our age. We have the ability to alter our genetic code. We have the ability to have freedom with our wealth. We have the ability to have the most incredible cosmetology here. Well, La Prairie is one of the greatest places on the planet. You can get massages. You can do yoga. You can do stretching. You can sit there and get the best oils, the best everything for the body. I mean, my wife has gotten something over at La Prairie, some sort of lotion. And every time she puts it on, I feel like I'm getting a younger girl. It's true. I was massaging her about 2 years ago, and I noticed some of the skin was drying a little bit, and you know, normal aging. And she's been using this stuff, and it's like she's like this 20-year-old girl. And I'm like going, "Whoa!" I said, "I like La Prairie," you know. So we have that available to us for youth, whether male or female. But also having something to dream about, we've got that on the ship. We've got a new place to go to every single day, almost every single day. And I don't know about you, but I looked out today and I looked at the edge of Kauai, or whatever this island was that we went by, and I saw these magnificent mountains and magnificent dolphins and magnificent people sitting at the pool, having a grand time from young to old. And all this was going on. And guess what? We're sitting